to the Sunday Class Dance 74 with Amanda Peer, first broadcast on the Nation Station Radio GH on Sunday 24th of July 2022. Hello everyone. I'm a grandma again to an unnamed boy, so I couldn't get any inspiration there towards today's programme. The 24th of July was not a good day in medieval Scottish history. In 1304, in the Wars of Independence, Edward I of England took Stirling Castle. In 1411, the Battle of Harlaw was one of the bloodiest battles in Scotland. And in 1567, Mary Queen of Scots was forced to abdicate in favour of her one-year-old son, James VI, who would become James I of England after Elizabeth I's death in 1603. More in line with current events, in 1935, the Dust Bowl heatwave in the US reached its peak with temperatures of 43 degrees centigrade in Chicago and 40 degrees in Milwaukee. In 1974, the Watergate scandal was at its peak. So, in fact, today's programme is very random. We'll start with another dance from the new Newcastle 70th Anniversary book, the 8x32 bar reel Robert's Rant, which was devised in memory of Robert Hudson. And I will also play it in remembrance of Robert Warburton of Peterborough, who we said our final farewells to just this last week. Very briefly, the dance is one's cross, cast, to lines across, half diagonal rights and lefts up and down plus half reels across, twice, or chase halfway, once Petronella to second place and all set. The lead tune is called Remembering Robert by Ian Thau, and Marian Anderson and her band are playing. After Remembering Robert by Ian Thau, Marion's band played The Balmaddy Lasses by Alistair Hunter, Great North Run 86 by Robert Whitehead, and Miss Angela Johnston by Marion herself. Our first jig today is from RSCDS Book 47, Bill Clement MBE, a past chairman of the RSCDS, by John Wilkinson, also a past chairman. In this dance, ones face their corners, but holding partner's hand, and it's surprising to see people getting in all sorts of knots when trying to turn their corners, but using the non-free hand. It is also a bit different because the corner you turn is your third or fourth corner, so of the same gender, which is less usual. Gordon Shand and his band recorded the CD in 2013 for the Society's 90th anniversary. lead tune was by Bill Clement, and he called it the Royal Scottish Country Dance Society. This was followed by Pipe Major Jimmy McGregor by Jay Scott, The Butler of Glen Avenue by Anthony Sullivan, and Road to Sky. Now, you know I like a medley, and Colin and Sue Cameron from Whitley Bay tell me Quince Jelly in the Newcastle book is a must try. The dance is 32 bars for four couples in a longwise set, with ones and fours changing sides on the second chord. The dance was written for Peter and Madeleine Quince, and Sheila Trafford makes Quince Jelly. Fail tunes, David John Robertson, Emily's Reel, Sandra Wallace's Strass Bay, and Miss Elizabeth Purcell's favourite for the new medley, Quince Jelly. This next dance is a five-couple jig canon, 32 bars of dancing for each couple, but requiring only 6 by 16, i.e. 96 bars of music. The dance was written by John W. Mitchell and published in his Weatherly Book 2. The original tune was composed by Jimmy Shand, who did record it, but 6 by 32 for some reason. So we will hear the Music Makers from their 2006 CD, Catch the Wind. That was Dundee City Police Pipe Band by Jimmy Shand, Stuart Chisholm's Walkabout by S. Finlayson, and Donald MacLean by Peter MacLeod. Staying in the Central Belt and remembering our history lesson, the Strathbay Stirling Castle by Keith Dingley is 4x32 bars. There is also a two-couple dance of the same name by Hugh Thurston, for which the two old recordings were only 4x32s anyway. So Keith Dingley's version is ones and fours set, cast in a place, dance right hand across. At either end, now dance left hands across. Ones and fours cast back to the ends and all set. Or dance a grand chain, then ones dance down under an arch of the twos, make an arch for the threes, and under the arch of the fours, and all turn right hand. This recording is by Sandy Leggett and the Careslock Cayley Band on Highlander Music, Volume 9. Castle by Charles Bannatyne, South of the Grampians by James Scott Skinner, John Stephen of Chance Inn by Angus Fitchett, and Margaret's Fancy by Ian and Bill Powery. John Drury now, and it seems a while since we've had one of his, even though he devised around 800 dances. The Recumbent Stone is a 5-couple 48-bar reel, and is one of my favourite Drury dances. This recording is by Colin Dewar. It has also been recorded by James Coutts and by Ian Muir of Prestwick on a live double CD. Special Request Volume 5, Colin Dewar and his band played Lord Saltoun, The Merry Blacksmith, The Sally Gardens, Donald Ridley's compliments to Willie Hunter, and Jack and Edna Walton, also by Donald Ridley, for the recumbent stone. Middle of the programme, time for a romp if you've got the energy after that one. Square sets for the Elephant Stampede and Marian Anderson's great recording on the Fisherman's Reel CD. Scottish, I know, but great fun. Happy birthday, Max, and lots of love to you all, including Grace. To make up for it, we'll go very Scottish now. Staying in the central belt where Marion and Max live near Falkirk, our 8-time Strathspey is by Elaine Brunken. Elaine was born in Falkirk and went to Dunfermline College of Physical Education, where she danced to the playing of Muriel Johnston, neither realising that years later they would meet up in the US, where Elaine now lives in Virginia, and they collaborated on this project, Moments in Time. The Falkirk Lass begins, once turn right, cast, cross left, and cast left to lines across. Advance, retire, and change up and down. Repeat with ones turning to face first corners. Corners pass and turn, and then six hands round and back. The CD for Moments in Time is by Jim Lindsay, Keith Smith and Muriel Johnston, and all four tunes on this track are by Muriel Johnston. ¶¶ Lang Road to Urquhart Castle, Elaine Wallace Brunken, Castle Craigs, and Torf's Tune, played by Jim Lindsay, Keith Smith, and Muriel Johnston, for Elaine Brunken's self-dedicated dance, The Falkirk Lass. East of Perthshire, north of Dundee, and south of the Grampians, that was the tune for Stirling Castle, are the five glens of Angus. The dance, a 4x32 bar reel by Douglas Henderson, was published in RSCDS Book 23. The dance contains the spurtle, which is the progressive half-reels of four movement, best known as in his Strathspey blue mess jacket. Nice dance, but given its era, fast. This recording by the Olympians is from a 1983 LP, although I could have chosen the more sedate 1998 version for the RSCDS by Gordon Shand.
Thank you.
The Glens of Angus by the Olympian Scottish Dance Band, who played Miss Mackenzie's reel, Mrs. George Robertson's reel, and Jamie Shearer. Well, that has taken me into days of yore, and now a classic jig from Book 21, Mule and Willie. Plenty of setting, including a poo set. There are at least 13 recordings, but I have chosen a nippy Ian Holmes band with Ian Powery on Highlander Music Volume 4. Traditional tunes, Mule and Willie, Cave Hill, the Athlone jig, and harvest time. Now time for our last Strass Bay today, and a three-couple set for the Lucky Strass Bay by Gillian Jennings. There is no recording for this dance, though Gillian suggests using Christine's Fancy by Marion from the Kangaroo Paw. But I've chosen one from the Dewhursts, who recorded a track for A Diamond in Sutton Coalfield, another of Jill's dances. The Lucky Strass Bay begins with a horseshoe chain, where everyone remains on their own sides by turning when at the ends, but just passing normally if on the sides. Then the top and bottom couples dance a double figure of eight around the middle couple, reflection rails of three on the sides, and all circle round and back. Tunes played by Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst were All Saints Strass Bay and The Weavers of Tillicoultry, both by Chris, and Loudon's Bonnie Woods, which is traditional. And we'll finish today in fine style with the Montgomery's Rant, a mid-18th century reel adopted by the RSCDS in Book 10. 34 recordings listed on SCDDB, though not all unique. And as it's become a bit of a party dance, we'll hear the live recording from the Scottish Weekend Ensemble. So, cross-cast, cross-cast, reels across, set-set, set-set, and reels on opposite sides, cross back 7 and 8. Thank you. That was Lady Montgomery by the Earl of Eglinton, Archie Menzies by John Lowe, Paddy on the Turnpike, and Sir David Davidson of Cantry by John Lowe. And that brings us to the end of a fairly fast and furious programme. The play-out track I've chosen is A Grand Union from Landing Party by Ian Robertson and Rob Alderton. And with that name, I'll dedicate it to everyone with a wedding anniversary this week, and or to all those who are union members. Time is coming to stand up and be counted. Thanks to Ewan and Andy, and to you all for continuing to listen to Radio GH. Join me again next week. Bye!